Órale, bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFP podcast. I'm your host, Jorge Martin, and we're on YouTube. Please make sure to like and subscribe us. Just go to Familia FFP on YouTube, hit that thumbs up, and you're gonna get notifications for each one of the new shows. And today's gonna be a good one. Also, please make sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram. You got me at JorgeMartin17, also Familia FFB, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you get your content. First off, before we get into the show, I want to acknowledge something that's bigger than football. As you can see, tengo un bigote. You know, I'm rocking a mustache for hashtag Movember. The goal is to promote men's mental health, and I'm a big proponent. I've sought help myself in the past when I've needed it, when life got a little big or stress was getting to me, and I just wanted to make sure that just kind of the mentals were taken care of, because I wanted to be my best for my wife, my children, my mom, my parent, you know, my family, all my loved ones, friends, everybody. So please, everyone out there, if life is getting hard, mis amigos, I'm talking to you, the men who are often so proud and don't want to get the help or are too, let themselves get too busy. No, you're never too busy. Make time. And I tell you, there's no greater example of this than Calvin Ridley, who yesterday he said that he was stepping aside from football for a period of time to take care of his own mental health. So again, you know, if someone can do that, these marvelous athletes, they need help as well. So Familia, make sure you're taking care of yourself. So thinking a good thought for Ridley and all the men out there who are going to seek that necessary help. Also, I want to give out a shout out to Dave Kluge and the Thieves, everybody. Dave was the one who came up with the idea of making sure that we're rocking the stash this month for mental health. So mi amigo Dave, aquí esto es para ti. I may at some point go to a beard because they're shaving this little mole right here can be kind of tricky sometimes. I don't want to come in here with a band-aid on it too often. So again, but everybody, all those fantasy content creators who are rocking their mustaches, and no one can be as good as Matt Donnelly of the Dynasty Vipers. Nobody has a better mustache than him. But again, we can all try. We can all make sure that we're rocking the stash for Movember. All right, so let's get into a little bit of football, Familia. And I'm not going to lie, this morning got off to a rough start. I got the news that Derrick Henry is likely out 8 to 10 weeks, which for us on the fantasy side, that's the season. And honestly, you know, Dr. Edwin Porras, buen amigo of the show, has said that, you know, teams tend to be more conservative with these kind of players, especially when it's someone who they have so much invested in. And when players get rushed back, a lot of times there's the risk of refracture. So Familia, if you've got Derrick Henry, I mean, I know it hurts, it sucks, it's horrible, but there are a few things to do. You got to check your own running back depth. Do you have enough where you can slide someone who had been playing in your flex position into RB2 side? You can make a trade if you're a little heavy on wide receivers. Can you go out and get somebody out there, or maybe you have a high end tight end like a Kelsey or a Pitts, and you've got a pretty good backup behind them? Those are the ways to do it. I'm going to talk about some options here, but you're not going to get the impact kind of player that you're going to get with Derrick Henry. I mean, you might get some good games here and there, but you're not going to get that consistent masher, that monstro that we see so much. So again, don't look at replacing that production through the waiver wire. You're going to do it through trades. There was another loss, Jameis Winston, torn ACL, out for the season. And I mean, it hurts. I had him on several of my super flex teams, so I'm going to be doing a little scrambling there. But, you know, when it comes to what's going to happen with the Saints, they're likely going to switch over to Taysom Hill, looking at making sure that they're kind of seeing if they can build off of the 3-1 record that they had with him in the lineup last year. So one thing to keep in mind, Alvin Kamara's targets went way down for 3 of the 4 games. So do they want to make sure the scheme is a little bit more, is it going to be a little bit more
set up to get him more targets, because that's where he does so much magic. I mean, you can't just have him be a straight line masher, because that's not his game. He's not built like that. So we'll talk about Taysom Hill in a bit. So we're going to get into Los Pickups, the waiver wire, our waiver wire show. As always, this features players who are rostered in at least 50% of or less than Yahoo leagues. So let's get into it. All right, starting with the quarterbacks, streamer of the week, Tua Tagovailoa, taking on the Houston Texans. So our buen amigo Alan Pupar of Sports Illustrated, he asked the question on Twitter today if there had ever been a team that was 1-7 and then was a 7-point favorite. And honestly, I've been a football fan for 45 years, and unless you're going back to like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of 76 and 77, I don't know if they were ever an underdog of more than 7 points against a team that was equally bad. But one of the things about it, Tua, in his three games back, he really hasn't been so much of the problem. He had a rough game against the Buffalo Bills this past weekend, but everyone's going to have that. That's one of the best defenses in the NFL. Tua had 6 touchdowns the previous 2 weeks. You know, he averaged close to 300 yards in those games. So in this game, it's home. You got the Texans, who have just been getting torched of late. I know they scored 22 points, but they did give up 38 to the Rams. So you want to make sure that if you need a streamer this week, there's Detroit, Seattle, Tampa Bay, Washington. They're all on a bye this week. So, you know, maybe there's a couple of quarterbacks. If you've got Russell Wilson and you've been waiting for him and you still need one more week, maybe two is your guy. And Tom Brady, you're just looking for a 1 week guy at that point. Let's get into Taysom Hill. He could be another option for you. So first off, he has to clear the concussion protocol when he was hurt in week 5. And with Winston out for the season, it's next man up for Hill, the BYU product. And, you know, he had a couple of good games rushing and passing last year against the Falcons during that 3-1 spurt. So he totaled 4 touchdowns, 2 in each game. So you want to make sure, and the Falcons have been giving up some points of late, not too many this past weekend, but again, they did go against Sam Darnold. And Taysom Hill is only rostered in 2% of leagues. I know in my Scott Fishbowl league, I had Jameis Winston as my second quarterback. Taysom Hill, I grabbed him just in case, so he's going to be coming in handy. And the last quarterback that we're talking, not the last quarterback, second to last quarterback we're going to talk about, Justin Fields. Do you believe that 22-yard run, winding, weaving snake of a beautiful run that he had yesterday for a touchdown? I know that Bears fans are so excited. I know that really excited fantasy managers who were betting up on him. So, you know, he had 103 rushing yards yesterday. Here's a little bit of tough news. He's got Pittsburgh this week, one of the best defenses against quarterback, one of the best defenses, period. So this is not just for 1 week. You're betting on him to maybe have some improvement, to maybe have a good season at the end, a good finish to his season. So will he be worth it at that point? Will he have some blow-up games? I think he will have some blow-up games. I just don't know if this consistency is going to be there. But if you want to bet on it, hey, as your second quarterback, there's worse options, especially if he keeps running. The last one, Deshaun Watson. And I put TBD in the article that's going to follow this on familiaffb.com. He's rostered in 21% of leagues. I'm recording this on Monday, November 1st. So it's the day before the trade deadline. We're about a little less than 24 hours outside of that. This is pure speculation. So, you know, by the time that we hit the waiver wire tomorrow night, there is the possibility that Deshaun Watson won't have been traded. And then you can just forget about this. But then again, he might be traded. And then you're looking at the possibility of maybe grabbing him as a second quarterback, and with the hope that you get some games out of him in the second half of the season. And let's not forget, it's not that easy to just come in and start playing great. But this is a phenomenal talent. This is one of the 5, maybe 3 best quarterbacks in the NFL. So this guy, if he comes in, if they get a handful of plays that are good for him, maybe something's going to work. All right, let's go over to the running backs. Well, we talked about about Derrick Henry, and there are two running backs that are likely to come up in a committee. And again, I'm going to emphasize the fact that this is going to be a committee. Jeremy McNichols, rostered in 8% of leagues. Adrian Peterson, remember him? He's rostered in 4% of leagues. Now, also keep in mind, this week they have the Rams at SoFi Stadium. So this is going to be a rough game for them. This is not, you're not going to, this is not going to be one of those games where the running back who's the backup comes in and, you know, runs for 140 yards like D'Ernest Johnson did a couple weeks ago against Denver. This is, you don't replace Derrick Henry that way. This is likely to be a timeshare between the two running backs. So really be careful on how much fab you spend on these guys. One interesting note about Adrian Peterson, once he takes his first carry, just think about this. There have been 8 2,000-yard rushers in NFL history, the history of the NFL. Two of them will have taken carries for the Titans this season. So that's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So again, he's number five all time in carries. Is he going to add to that? Possible. Last running back that we're going to talk about, Latavius Murray. He is taking on the Minnesota Vikings this week. He's rostered in 40% of leagues. And, well, you know, we're looking at him as a possibility, you know, kind of like not the lead caballo, but maybe just the caballo who's a little bit out in front of this timeshare that they have in Baltimore. Now, let's not forget, this is the number six team in rushing yards on the season. So they've already got over 1,000 rushing yards in 7 games. They haven't played their 8th game because they were on a bye last week. So if you're hurting a running back, again, we're talking about, as we were talking about losing Derrick Henry, this is another option. All right, let's get into some wide receivers. And you've got Devontae Parker taking on Houston. So maybe you get yourself a little stacked there. He's coming off of a game where he caught 8 of 11 targets for 85 yards. So it's second game in a row where it's first game where he's gotten, came back and really immediately got worked into the lineup. The Dolphins, they don't run a lot. So they're going to throw. So Parker is going to be a big part of this offense the rest of the way. And this is a Texans offense, Texans defense that just got lit up for 115 yards and 88 yards, respectively, by Cooper Kupp and Van Jefferson. So they're giving up the yards. Speculation play on the next one. Rondale Moore. He's on the Cardinals at San Francisco. He's rostered in 32% of leagues. Now, this is based solely on the health of DeAndre Hopkins. As you remember, he came out of the Thursday night game a couple of times nursing a hamstring injury. If this is something where they decide to give him a little bit of time, grab Moore just in case. So there are going to be plenty of weeks like this past one where Moore got only about 37 snaps. The other players were Christian Kirk, who was ahead of him on snaps, was 14 ahead of him. So, you know, Moore, maybe there's a guy to put on the end of your bench. And if Hopkins sits a week and you got a need, slot him in there in a flex position, and he can maybe, you know, go for a long touchdown. We know he's got that talent. Rashad Bateman, rostered in 31%. People might have forgotten about him. They were on a bye last week. So this is a special, you know, this is kind of another speculation play based off of last week. Bateman has 6 targets in each of his games. And those were his first 2 games in the NFL. So does he become a bigger part of the offense as it keeps going? Does he take some targets away from Marquise Brown? From Mark Andrews? Quite possibly. I mean, it looks like he's going to be involved in this offense. Another player who's got a lot of involvement in his offense, a growing amount of involvement, is Van Jefferson. He's rostered in just 12% of leagues, and he's got Tennessee this week, who's the number 25 pass defense. I know he's the third wheel, but you're talking about a guy who is running just as many routes, almost as many routes, and almost as many and getting almost as many snaps as Kupp and Robert Woods. So you're looking at a guy who's getting plenty of volume in there, and and as we saw, he got 88 yards yesterday. He's looking like someone who could be taking some of those deep shots that were reserved for DeSean Jackson. And now that he's being traded, so maybe there's a little bit extra play for him. Van Jefferson, get him on your roster at the end of your bench. A couple more to talk about. Jamal Agnew taking on Buffalo this week. He had 12 targets this past week. You know how many targets he had through the first 4 weeks of the season? Uno. Numero uno. So he's got 25 in the last three games. He turned those 12 targets into six receptions, caught a touchdown in the air. This team is going to be a lot of negative game scripts here going out. And it looks like Agnew may have surpassed Laviska Shenault in the pecking order. It looks like he's kind of that Percy Harvin kind of guy who's going to be that gadget player. So for this week, Buffalo is a tough matchup, but so you may not grab him to put him in your lineup, but maybe he's a player that you get in there and you grab him for down the road. Last receiver to talk about, actually last pass catcher, Tyler Conklin, taking on Baltimore, which is the number 32 defense against the tight end. And he's coming off a game where he got seven targets and he turned them into 57 yards. So listen, he's clearly down the pecking order. He's behind Justin Jefferson. He's behind Adam Thielen. He may even be behind Dalvin Cook when it comes to targets. But if you need a tight end for the rest of the season, and everybody is in some semblance of hurting at the tight end position. I've got him in my Scott Fishbowl team. So you want a guy who's going to get respectable amount of targets, and especially at home, the Vikings are going to be getting some of that love. Defensive streamer of the week, you got the New Orleans Saints taking on the Atlanta Falcons this week. The Saints are rostered in 46% of leagues. It's a home game, and it's against an offense that struggled to the tune of only 146 yards passing by Mateo Yello, aka Matt Ryan, last week against Carolina. The Saints have 8 sacks the past 2 games, and so they're applying pressure. They got a pick 6 in the last game. They're definitely getting a lot of help on the back end. They're creating turnovers. This is a defense that's not only a defense that you may realize that once you stream them, that you're going to keep them the rest of the way because they've already had their buys. So that's something to keep in mind for going down the road. Familia, that's it. So again, happy Movember, everybody. Otra vez con el bigote. Also, it's a shout out to my pops. He had a mustache his entire life. I only saw him one time without it when he had to have surgery. But pop, estoy pensando en ti en esto. So eso es todo for our show. And if you haven't, please like and subscribe our YouTube page. Again, Familia FFB, we're there. You can also go to @FamiliaFFB on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can find me at JorgeMartin17 on Twitter. I'm pushing out all our content that way. And also, don't forget, find the Los Pickups article that's going to be coming out. I'm seeing a lot of our views coming up on our website for the articles. Going to be having that going to have that article come out right in tandem with this. And please make sure you subscribe. Subscribe to us wherever you get your audio podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Otra vez, familia. Happy Movember. I'm Jorge Martin signing off. And remember, todos somos familia. Salud. And think about your mental salud.